goodness. Well, this is David. And this is Nick. Over there.
And we're just doing a little simulation of town.
Town.
On a Friday night.
On a Friday night.
Yeah.
in Washington, D.C. We're just here in our afternoon commute, and we were having a little conversation about Twitter.
Well, you were talking about how you've reached this, you know, so critical mass.
Today was like really a joyful day. It's Follow Friday, where you kind of, you know, post your interesting friends. And it started out, you know, a little contentious because there was one of my friends was just like, he had like 10 posts of Follow Friday, and it was getting ridiculous, and I just posted back to him, you know, why don't you just post all of your friends that we can, you know, and then you can just take off for a week and sit piña coladas.
Yeah, it's not called F6 for, you know, like, fucking Friday free-for-all fuckfest.
Follow everyone. But anyway, what I was saying is, as the day developed, you know, there was just, like, a lot of love for me and a lot of, you know, replies from people who have a lot of followers, like 2,000, 3,000 followers, and I was, you know, just because I realized today that I was kind of posting interesting things and just kind of being funny and, you know, just kind of,
yeah,
and continuing the conversation. And
so
I was,
you think that's basically, those are the two pinnacles of
it's
Twitterdom?
Like, it's like posting interesting things and being funny.
It's really amazing that Twitter managed to introduce that concept. If only there were...
It's
like
completely new to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, posting interesting things and being funny. Well, I propose, you know, maybe there should be something in real life.
Yes.
Where you could have, like, okay, it's like, this is pretty revolutionary, so I want you to brace yourself.
Okay. I'm putting on my thinking cap.
So, basically, we have this thing. It's like a revolutionary interface. It's where you turn off the computer and go into into real space.
Real space.
That's when you use MySpace, which is very unreal. And anyway, and so it'd be based on the same concept, and instead of posting interesting things and being funny,
you would
say interesting things and be funny.
Say.
And it's a completely new form of communication.
Wow.
And it would be like getting Twitter friends, but you'd get friends. You'd talk to them.
So, like, how would you start, like, what would you even call a conversation? Like, because you can't,
I call it a crosstalk.
A crosstalk, okay.
Yeah.
So how would you, like, initiate crosstalking?
So in this new social network I'm thinking of, I'm calling it Friender.
Friender.
Yeah.
Ending with just
DR. Because we can't put, ER, it doesn't work anymore.
No.
It's 2009, people. Yeah, so you'd go to like a room. Maybe there's music playing. Maybe people are drinking alcoholic beverages. And when you saw someone you maybe wanted to, like, quote, follow.
Yeah.
You'd go up to them and maybe you'd, like, you know, you basically send out a query.
But let me just get this straight. You go into a room and it would kind of, like, pretty much be okay for anyone to query anyone else.
But each room would have a different subset of people.
Okay.
So they'd have, like, maybe shared interests or attributes. So it'd be like a twat, basically.
Okay. So, like, for example, I like, you know, like, hipster music, fun dance parties.
We would maybe have...
So could we make a room called DC9 on a Friday?
Yeah, that's a good short
That's a good title.
Yeah, and so we'd make that happen. And then you'd go there, and then you'd start up a crosstalk with them.
Maybe, yeah.
Tap them on the shoulder, and you'd... And the thing is, I mean, you're probably wondering, how would you see what the person looks like?
Yeah, how would you
and
do that?
They would... Like, but to see their picture, they would turn around.
And then I think we're also talking about how to make it just integrated into the real world... through your in your Netflix movies that are delivered to you, there would be just like a little postcard updating you on
Netflix style.
On your actual friends.
Right.
So you every week you'd have a very real number, and
you'd write in pencil. It'd be this whole. Cool
and then you'd have to transpose it into your journal.
Right.
Well, that's a great idea, Nick.
You just like get your Lisa Frank binder out.